Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And if you're out there or across America and you have something you'd like to talk about, tonight's the night. Because we're going to do open lines and we'll talk about whatever you want to. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we could talk about the elections that took place yesterday, the significance of the fact that Ron Paul came in about third. Was that significant? What does that tell us about the appeal of his message? Why did they have to count the votes in secret? Now, of course, we don't know who was there looking at it, but certainly if the people there in Iowa were concerned about the people from Occupy Wall Street coming and creating a fuss and actually trying to disrupt the counting, all they had to do was get the police there ahead of time and to arrest the people from Occupy Wall Street if they tried to disrupt the counting. Why did they have to do the counting in secret? Who was there to make sure that the counting was done honestly? Would people fix elections? Of course it'd fix elections. Certainly we know that they fixed the election when President Kennedy was elected back in 1960, the Mayor Daley just stole the election for the president's election for John Kennedy, and not only in Illinois, but in another state. Elections are stolen all the time. I think it was in 2004, there were all sorts of problems in the state of Ohio. Of course, you were never allowed to hear that, but in all probability, why, of course, George Bush lost the election. There was a lot of fraud there. Several people in the Republican Party went to prison for fraud, for fixing the vote there, for rigging the vote, but you didn't hear about that. Certainly within 2000, why, of course, the hanging chads in Florida. I mean, this was all certainly, and then, of course, the thing goes to the Supreme Court. It never should have gone to the Supreme Court. Basically, elections are a state issue, and whether you like the outcome of the election or not, it's a state issue. And maybe you have corrupt judges in Florida, but what makes you sure you don't have corrupt judges at the Supreme Court? It should be a state issue, and yet, of course, George Bush became the president because of a decision of the Supreme Court, which they had no right to make. So the elections do get rigged, and certainly what happened, certainly as far as the counting of the votes in Iowa, the Iowa caucus, why were they done secretly? Do we know it was an honest vote? I don't know what really happened there, and I don't think any of us will know. But I do think it's amazing, of course, that they've told us now Romney is the number one candidate, but he only won from certainly Rick Santorum by, I think it was 5 or 6 votes. In fact, Karl Rove had said long before that probably the decision would be made by 14 or 15 votes. How could he possibly have known that the election was going to be that close, unless, of course, this whole thing was all rigged? And because I'm not suggesting we shouldn't be involved in the electoral process, I think this is going to be a fascinating election. I think the fact that Ron Paul did as well as he did, he has the support of young people, enthusiastic people, but he will get a lot of the Democrat vote. He would get a lot of the independent vote if he actually ever does run on a third party ticket. Give us a call. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Would love to hear from you. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we can talk whatever you want to talk about tonight. Would you like to talk about the elections? Would you like to talk about what medicine was?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Elections. We can talk about elections. You'd like to talk about what's happening in medicine, Sydney, what medicine used to be and how to solve the problems that we have. Why, give us a call. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you'd like to talk about the coming war with Iran, and I'm firmly convinced that we are going to have a war with Iran. Certainly four of the five leading Republican candidates all were in favor of this phony, contrived war with Iran because people have forgotten we installed the Ayatollahs back in 1979. And if you don't think we've got people working at the highest levels of that government, you have no idea how the world really works. You can go back to the time of the Boer War in 1899. And who is it who is leading the Boer Republic at that time? Well, of course, President Kruger, but the number two man was a man named Jan Smuts, who just happened to be a member of the Cliveden set, a member of the Cecil Rhodes Secret Society, and he was there egging on the Boers, trying to create this war. He certainly took on a key position in the military. He did everything he could to encourage the Boers to go to war with the English and to prolong that terrible and unnecessary war over there. And then once peace agreement was signed, Jan Smuts spent the rest of his life as an integral part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, working with the people who had precipitated the Boer War that had killed so many of Jan Smuts's countrymen and pursuing the cause of the one world government. Well, we've got Steve calling us from Corvallis, Oregon. It's open lines. So give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I was just giving examples, of course, time and time again, why, of course, whenever there is a war, we have people planted on the other side. It was the First World War. How did we get into the World War One? How many of you ever heard of the Zimmermann letter? The Zimmermann, of course, was the German foreign minister who, in 1917, presumably had written a letter to the German ambassador to Mexico saying, if there's a war between the United States and Germany, we want you working there in Mexico to get Mexico to go to war with the United States. Supposedly, the British intercepted this letter. And when Zimmermann is shown the letter, all he has to do is say, I didn't write that. That's a forgery. Because if he agrees to the fact that he had written the letter, it's going to bring America into a war with his country. Why would any politician admit, oh, yeah, I wrote this letter telling Mexico to attack the United States? But what did Zimmermann do? Zimmermann said, sure, I wrote the letter. And that, of course, then was used to precipitate getting America into World War One. And nobody's ever asked why Zimmermann admitted he wrote the letter. We don't know whether he did or not. It all may have been contrived. But he took full responsibility for the letter, and brought America into the war and prolonged the pain and suffering and horror, that census campaign, for another full year, a year and a half, from about April 1917 until November of 1918, at the cost of about 5 million lives. Why would a German diplomat have done that if he was really interested in ending the war? Well, we've got Steve calling from Corvallis, Oregon. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Steve. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, Dr. Stan. It's a real honor to talk to you. I just wanted to pass along that, I voted for Obama because I wanted some change. And I'm thinking that Ron Paul is the only real change that we might get.
All right. You're just a little sorry you voted for Obama. And I can understand why people voted for Obama. But, of course, I knew that, of course, Obama was being run by the same people who were running George Bush. So I did not vote for either one of them. I voted for the independent candidate running at that time. But I could understand why people voted for Obama. Anything was better than Bush. Well, we thought it was, and we ended up, of course, with Bush, too.
And it's really weird because right before the election, there's the people I work with that were Obama supporters as well. And I told one of them, I think we're getting fooled. And we got fooled.
Well, but you see, this was a very, very clever campaign. Obama pretended to be pro-gun. He pretended to be pro-religious. And he cast himself as a moderate individual. And, of course, we did want a change. And he certainly was critical of the wars and getting into the wars. And he certainly talked about financial responsibility. But you see, what people really don't understand, Steve, is he was run by the same people who controlled Bush. In fact, I was doing a program today, and certainly we were going over, we were talking with Larry Pratt about certainly a book that's come out, pointing out that Obama has surrounded himself with hardline socialists and people who even openly admit that they're communists. And, of course, that explains why we're in the mess we are today. And that, of course, is part of the disinformation, the program of disinformation, just as it was at the time of McCarthyism back in the 1950-1953 period, after with America's State Department turned Eastern Europe and China over to the communists. They didn't win those areas. We gave them to them. We gave them China. We gave them Eastern Europe. And everybody said, there's got to be communists in the White House. You know, there's got to be communists there. And that was why, of course, Joe McCarthy was, his ideas were accepted the way they were. I mean, how else could you explain the fact that the State Department intentionally gave control of China to the communists, intentionally gave control of Eastern Europe to the communists, but everybody missed the fact it wasn't the communists, it was the members of the Council on Foreign Relations who controlled the State Department, and they used the communists as a cover, and that's exactly what it is with the Obama administration. If you read my December 2008 newsletter, and you can pick that up at RadioLiberty.com, and we simply list 12 members of the Trilateral Commission in key positions in the Obama administration. You're talking about Geithner, and you're talking about the UN ambassador, and you're talking about the Secretary of Defense, and you're talking right down the line of all the key positions, National Security Advisor, Secretary of the Treasury. Suddenly, they all came from the Trilateral Commission. There's only 78 members in the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, and 12 of them were in the Obama administration, and the other key positions were held by people who were members of the Council on Foreign Relations. But they used the communists, the threat of communism, as cover for what these subversive elements within the, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, are really doing. So they focus our attention on communism without understanding that the Brotherhood of Darkness controls both political parties. And said, we know, for instance, that Rick Perry had attended meetings with Bilderbergers. Newt Gingrich was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations for many years. There are certain things about about Mitt Romney, which tie him directly into the Central Intelligence Agency, who is running him, has been running him probably for the last 20 or 30 years, planning on his becoming the President of the United States, just as there's always been an invisible force behind Obama. You know, he went to Columbia University, and people have interviewed the people in his class. He was there for 4 years, and they really can't find anybody who remembers him. How could you go to college for 4 years and nobody remembers you in their class? I mean, there's something strange about the whole story. Obama has been picked for a very specific purpose for a time like this, and I'm sure that they picked the man that's going to be the next Republican nominee in a similar manner, because the last thing they would want is for the American people to have a real choice. They want to give us an echo, but not a choice. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8095, and this is going to be one of the most exciting elections of your life. Steve, go right ahead.
No, I don't really have much to say beyond that, Dr. Stan, except thank you.
Well, thank you. How are you hearing us there in Corvallis?
7385 kilohertz shortwave.
Oh, that's fine. I'm so glad. Basically, that's WHRI. They get a great signal this time of night. Okay,
yes,
fine. Well, people can get us on shortwave. They can get us on satellite. They can get us on. We've got a great coverage in the state of Washington, but I guess we don't get down in Corvallis, but certainly we have the people can listen on the telephone 24 hours a day, the Genesis telephone. So all we need to do is get people listening and hopefully learning and understanding that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. What is your take? Who do you think is going to be the Republican candidate? Once more, let us get our 800 number out, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And do you think that Ron Paul should run as an independent if he doesn't get the Republican nomination? Would that just ensure Obama's reelection? What are your thoughts on that?
I think he should run. I think he should run regardless.
In other words, he should run as an independent if he does not get the Republican nomination, or if they, you know, manipulate things and have a lot more secret ballots, because, oh, we can't have open ballots for the Occupy Wall Street people out there. We've got to have secret counting of the ballots. Ladies and gentlemen, does anybody out there in the listening audience think that's rather strange that they had to have a secret ballot there, a secret counting of the ballots in Iowa, because they were afraid there might be disruptions? Why didn't they get private guards or police to come to protect them? Oh, we couldn't do that. It's all going to be done in secret.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless you. Well, thanks very much for calling, Steve. And of course, now is the time when, of course, we hope if you're out there in the listening audience, you give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Israel, but he doesn't want to give foreign aid to anybody else. And as he's pointed out, we give $3 billion a year to Israel, and we give $12 billion a year to their enemies. We give their enemies four times as much as we give Israel. Does that suggest we really are friends of Israel? And not only that, but when Israel takes money from the United States, we dictate their foreign policy. And I was just pointing out that it was 1982 or 1983 during the Reagan administration when there was a war between the Palestinian Liberation Organization's army and Israel. And Israel defeated the Palestinian PLO army chased them up in Lebanon, was going to go in and eliminate this army, this source of constant friction between Israel and the Palestinians. And the Reagan administration, which funded Israel, intervened, and they ordered Israel to have a ceasefire, which they did. Because, of course, after all, when somebody's giving you money, why, you do what they say. And then, of course, with the ceasefire in place, the French moved in, picked up this entire army, moved it to Tunisia, where the United States rearmed and retrained the PLO army, and then transported it back to Palestine, where they could, of course, confront Israel again. The same thing happened in 2006, when, of course, Israel had moved into Lebanon to destroy Hezbollah, which, of course, had been threatening Israel for a long period of time. Hezbollah, which, of course, had been funded by Iran, where the government there had been placed in power in 1979 by our own CIA. The CIA brought the radical Ayatollahs to power in 1979. The Ayatollahs created Hezbollah, and they were threatening Israel, so that in 2006, Israel went into Lebanon to destroy Hezbollah. And they were just on the verge of doing it when the American government, with the help of a man named Javier Solana, he's a very important official in the United Nations, intervened and ordered Israel not to continue and do what was in Israel's interest, and that was destroy Hezbollah. They demanded a ceasefire, and they forced Israel to retreat, and now Hezbollah is down there with some, perhaps as many as 50,000 missiles armed at the very heartland of Israel. Had Israel done what was in their own best interest, which they would have done if they hadn't been taking money from the United States, they would have wiped out Hezbollah. They had the right to do that and to annex that territory. But they didn't do it because they were getting money from the United States. The people in the United States who profess to be friends of Israel are not friends of Israel. They're part of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Their goal is the one world government. And, of course, they're using Israel for their own purposes. But, of course, people do not understand that there are really are people in our country who hate the Jews, and they control Israel today. Netanyahu was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Netanyahu was a furniture salesman who was promoted into a position as a leader of Israel. A furniture salesman was allowed to put on an international conference. It was attended by people like David Rockefeller and Henry Kissinger, a furniture salesman, and that propelled him into a position of national notoriety, and that's how Netanyahu eventually came to be the Prime Minister of Israel. He was created by the Council on Foreign Relations. He takes orders from the Council on Foreign Relations. He cannot act independently. If he did, of course, why? Well, who knows? He might end up like the Rabin did. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we run Israel today. And the best thing for Israel would be to break its certain financial dependence upon the United States and to look after its own interests. But because Congressman Ron Paul says that, he's against foreign aid. He wants to cut off foreign aid to all other countries because it's being used to basically control other nations. As he says, a means of taking people from a poor country and a rich country to give to rich people in the poor country. Well, it's a fancy slogan. It's really about how you control other nations. And we install people in positions of power who will do our bidding. That's what foreign aid's really about. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you want to. It's Open Line Wednesday. What do you think about the elections? Do you think that we should support Israel fully? Or do you think we ought to let them determine their own destiny and be friends with them and try to protect them, but not direct their foreign policy?
Let us swear. This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
One 888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Duane, of course, had two questions. One, what do you do to help Radio Liberty and to help to get the message out? And the second question is, well, what are we going to do? Things don't look good. Getting discouraged. Been watching this for 10 years. And as I pointed out, I've been watching this for almost 50 years. And I'm more encouraged than I've ever been before. People are waking up across America, Duane. My son was just telling me that he was down at one of the local hardware stores the other night, 9 o'clock at night, and some fellow was sitting out in front of the hardware stores, dressed in sort of scruffy clothes, but he had a little radio with him, and he was listening and playing loud enough. You could hear the voice coming across the from the little radio, and it was Alex Jones, and people were listening to Alex. And Alex has a tremendous listening audience. He's doing a tremendous job getting the truth out across America. Joyce Riley is doing the same thing. We have a moderate outreach. We have about 70 different stations or outlets every single week. And certainly our friend John Leffler has 300 stations that hear him on a weekly basis. And there's this small little cadre of people that are getting things out. And then more and more writers on the Internet. We are reaching people we never could have reached before. But let me tell you that a lot of the older people, they're educated beyond their intelligence. They were indoctrinated in college. They honestly believe that they understand what's going on. They don't. But a lot of the young people know something seriously wrong. They're looking for answers. They're on the internet. They're learning and they're telling others. And there is a growing movement. You'd be amazed at how often people tell me, I had no idea what was going on until 2 years ago when I suddenly woke up, or a year ago, or 6 months, or 3 months ago. And now I'm learning so much. And so people are learning more than ever before, thanks to alternative radio, thanks to certainly all the other means we have reaching people, and certainly the internet. So be thankful that shortwave, satellite, the new tech, electronic technology, where you can actually listen to our Genesis programs on a regular handheld telephone or cell phone 24 hours a day, certainly by calling up, well, for our number, the Genesis numbers, is 760-LOWSS11. That's 760-LOWSS11. You can listen 24 hours a day if you have a telephone with unlimited minutes, or certainly an iPhone or iPad or BlackBerry. So people are waking up. Don't get discouraged, Dwayne. The other side's frightened to death that people are waking up. In fact, Zygmunt Brzezinski, who's one of the primary villains in this whole thing, gave a speech probably 9 months ago expressing serious concern that people were beginning to understand what they're up to. So be encouraged. And basically, I think Ron Paul is doing a tremendous job. He's not running because he wants this job. He wants to be president. He's running because he has a philosophy. And his candidacy is his philosophy. His philosophy is his candidacy. And if he should be unfortunate enough to win, why, of course, he would make a wonderful president. He'd certainly cut in the first year at least $1 trillion from the budget. But he would not take us into a war with Iran. And there's a growing number of people who realize the fallacy of this. Now, you asked what you could do to help Radio Liberty. My telephone number, again, let me just mention 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you're in a position to help us financially, why, we'd appreciate it. You can do that by calling 1-800-544-8927. But if you're not, we ask for your prayers, and we have a new program. And you can go to my website, radioliberty.com, and scroll down on the home page. Scroll down to where it says donate. We're not asking you to punch the button there. We're asking you to go just a little below that where it says radio script and pull that up. It's a script, a Radio Liberty script. It's a script we hope that you'll copy, you'll read through a dozen times, and you'll start calling people in your region. And because you go to your telephone book, you can get an adjacent city telephone book and just start alphabetically calling and using the script. And basically the script says this, you know, it says, my name is Dwayne, I'm from Spokane, and but I just wanted to if you'd like to hear a message, I'm calling on behalf of Radio Liberty, a radio program that gives you the information you're not going to get from the regular media information that's being suppressed. Have you ever wondered why America is having the financial problems that it is? Have you ever wondered why America is in a state of decline? Have you ever wondered why America is changing as much as it is? Well, if you'd like to know why, you should listen to Radio Liberty. Do you listen to Radio Liberty? And you get the response, and whatever they say, you tell them how to get our programs. Tell them, of course, they can get us 24 hours a day at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. They can get it with a BlackBerry, an iPhone, an iPad. But certainly, any way you can get onto the internet, broadband, you can listen to our programs at radioliberty.com 24 hours a day, and then talk to them about how they can listen to us 9 hours a day on satellite and 3 hours a day on shortwave. And certainly, availability of our program locally in many communities across America, and certainly if there's a program locally, tell them how to listen, thank them for their time, and not get involved in an argument with them. If they want to talk more, just tell them that they can get more information by calling our 800 number, 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. The script is there. All you have to do is become conversant enough so you can read it, but it sounds like you're talking to them. And a certain number of people may be resentful. A certain number of people may be interested and intrigued by what you have to say. But as more and more people start putting in the calls, we can get them to listen and to begin to understand not only what's happening politically and economically, but what's happening spiritually and the spiritual forces behind what's going on. So go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, scroll down below Donate, and you'll find this Radio Liberty script listed there. Get it and start calling. And we have enough people doing that. Why, within a relatively few months, why, we would reach millions of people and have millions of new listeners. And certainly this is our effort, and this is one way we have of reaching people and getting them to listen. And after they start out listening, they think we're crazy, and as I like to say, but before long they're afraid we're not. We're reaching an awful lot of people. I'm encouraged, Dwayne. Don't get discouraged.
Well, thank you, Justin.
Anything else you'd like to say?
I appreciate being able to hear your station twice a day. It's other than getting discouraged in some areas, it's always nice to hear your voice and being the watchman on the wall. So I appreciate that, and God bless you.
Well, that's what we try to do. And incidentally, we're going to be doing the second hour here on the American Christian Network there in the Spokane Network, fortunately. The time has come up, and Tom Reed, who actually runs that station up there, is kind enough to give us a good deal financially, which we can afford. Of course, we hope people will contribute a little bit more, but we can afford to be there. Somebody's going to start advertising with us. I thought we'd never hear from again. It's the Invita group in Arizona, but with their donation, we're going to be able to afford the second hour up there in Spokane. And that's a great listening audience. I think we're having an impact, don't you? I think that the attitude up there, this is one of the best informed areas in the whole country.
Absolutely.
Okay, God bless, and thanks for calling. Okay, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we do hope that you'll listen this next hour. We're going to have an interesting program for the next hour. Bob Fletcher will be with us. Cynthia, is there anything you'd like to talk about? We originally thought we'd maybe talk about what medicine was like before we had Medicare, before we had all these government programs. When we had medicine that was based upon taking care of people rather than medicine that is a business. When the hospitals were there to take care of patients. And that, of course, to generate funds so you can have a bigger and better hospital. When I was growing up, we had an excellent healthcare delivery system, and the federal government was not involved in healthcare at all. And basically, when I went into practice in 1960, an office visit for a highly trained specialist, and I was a highly trained specialist, had 4 years of postgraduate training beyond my medical degree and my internship. An office visit was $4, and it was, I think, we got $400 to pin a hip. And people could afford medical care at the time. You could buy a nice little house in the area where I live here for perhaps $10,000. That same house today will cost you $250,000 or $350,000. But basically, of course, the system worked and it worked well. And nobody went without medical care. If you could afford medical care, while you had health insurance, it was not expensive. Usually would pay for some of your doctor visits. You'd have maybe $100, $200 deductible. The insurance company would pick up the rest of it. The system worked very well. And for the people who didn't have health care at all, we had the county hospital. Every county in the entire country had a county hospital. And if you couldn't afford medical care, then it was up to the county to provide it. If you had assets, of course, they would ask you to pledge them. And when you passed away, they might take your house. They put a lien on it. But in the meantime, you could stay in your home, and they would never force you out of your home as they will today to pay your hospital bills. And the doctors, because they could make a good living, gave their time. They called it charity work. And all the good doctors would give a day, sometimes even 2 days a week, to go to university and teach, to go to the county hospital to work, to supervise the interns and the residents there. And that's how you got your training. And we had good medical practice, and we had good doctors, and their purpose was to take care of the patients. Doctors were not paid going to the county hospital. They went there because that was part of the spirit, part of the whole idea of medicine. The idea of medicine was a noble profession. It was a profession, not a business. Of course, what the government wanted to do was to convert it into a business, which they have done. And of course, now, of course, most doctors work for a corporation of some sort. And of course, the quality of medicine has gone down. The medical treatment has gone down, or we have all sorts of fancy things we could do, and we got fancy hospitals. But in those days, you got good care. You went to the hospital, you got a back rub every day. Your chances of getting a back rub in a hospital today is about the same as you're winning the lottery. Why? Because government got involved in the practice of medicine, is destroying it. And the plan has always been to create a two-tiered system. I was told this by a high government official in 1986. There, a two-tiered system, it's coming down the line where if you can afford to buy health care, you'll buy it, and otherwise they're going to kill you. They're going to have the death panels there. They know exactly what they're doing. But let's quickly go to Tim, who's calling us from Illinois. Hi, Tim. How are you doing?
Oh, hi. Great, Dr. Stan. Dr. Stan, our number one scourge, it has to be this $14 to $15 to $20 trillion debt.
Oh, not 14 or 15 trillion dollars. The real debt of this country is somewhere between 60 and 160 trillion dollars. But go ahead.
Well, I'm mortified here why it's not being addressed. I'm trying to monitor here morning, noon, and night. And also, we have Clarence Thomas, a member of the Supreme Court here. He worked for Monsanto as an attorney. And then you have Halliburton, a guy by the name of Dick Cheney, for 8 years was our vice president.
Right.
I mean, how can these corporations put their agents in such high positions as vice president?
Because everything is manipulated. Our reality is manipulated. Our perception is manipulated. There is a small group of people who control both political parties. They control the military. They control the major banks. There's only six major banks in America. And they control 70% of the banking assets. They control the majority of the corporations. They control the leaders of both political parties. We got the finest politicians money could buy. They control the educational system. They control our religious system. They control the great tax-exempt foundations. They control the media. And they control what most people think and learn in school. Our job is to reach them and get them to think, Tim. That's our job. Go ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, I mean, obviously our only hope is the Lord. We're only going to get power to fight this enemy from God. That's all I wanted to say, sir.
All right, fine. I think you're absolutely right. But in the meantime, we have to accept that we have to educate people. And if we can, in the process of educate people, bring them into a personal relationship with our Lord, why, this is why I do what I do, so that we talk about what's going on politically. But we hope when people listen, they begin to understand that behind everything going on, there are powerful spiritual forces. And this is why we talk about these secret societies. They've been around for the last 5,000 years, 4,400 years anyway, going back to the time of Nimrod. So basically, when people begin to see the large picture, they will realize the spiritual aspect, they'll realize there's organized evil, and hopefully many of them are going to be turning to God. And I will tell you, Tim, the most exciting thing for me is when somebody calls and says, because of listening to Radio Liberty, I've become a born-again Christian. I've accepted the Lord in my life. So that's what it's really all about. Anything else, Tim?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Okay, God bless. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, of course, we'd love to know what you think about the elections. Are you discouraged because Ron Paul only got 21% of the vote? Are you discouraged because he did get 21% of the vote and he doesn't want to give more money to Israel and he doesn't want to go to war with Iran and protect Israel from an attack from Iran? But people have forgotten that we installed the government in Iran. We installed all the governments over there. We kept Mubarak in power. We kept Gaddafi in power. We kept the ruler of Tunisia in power. We kept Assad in power. Of course, we kept the ruler, and now we've toppled all of these governments in preparation for a great war, I believe, is coming between the Muslim world and the Christian world. Give us a call if you're out there. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and there's really so many things going on today, exciting things. And most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
If you're not in a position to help, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, to pray for our provision and our protection. If you're in a position to advertise with us, why, we'd appreciate that. We probably have only reason of space for one or two more advertisers. We've just picked up another one here, and that's going to help us fund the fact that we're going to be on the American Christian Network for the second hour, those of you up in the Spokane area. and the adjacent parts of Washington that listen to ACN will be glad to know that we're going to be on the second hour up there for every evening. And that will, of course, help us because, of course, that excellent listening audience there. And this area of the country is probably better informed than most parts of the country. And those areas where we are, whether it be in Colorado, upstate New York, and Michigan, the areas where we have a large listening audience, we have a large number of people who are well aware of what's going on. I think we'd been in Iowa, why we could have had a profound impact upon what happened there. We don't have a footprint in Iowa, but maybe one day we will. That's not up to me. That's up to the Lord. We do the best that we can. So basically, of course, if you'd like to get our material, where do you start? You start with my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. The Brotherhood of Darkness will introduce you to the people and organizations that are working together, subversive organizations working together behind the scenes to destroy America. Their goal is a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion, and that's, of course, why they wanted to destroy Christianity in America, why they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, why the media is anti-Christian, and if you are a professing Christian, why, of course, they'll come after you and ridicule you and marginalize you. That is, of course, why it is illegal today for an army Christian chaplain to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. This is why we're installing nations under Sharia law all throughout the Near East and the Middle East. We've already done that in Afghanistan and in Iraq. Why would we impose constitutions under Sharia law in these countries that we control? Why? Because the purpose of the hierarchy of the military, not the rank and file of the military, but the hierarchy of the military is to destroy Christianity. When you understand that, you can understand why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and morality out of our schools, and why, of course, we're seeing the progressive breakdown in our society, because there really are people who hate God. And when you understand that, things make so much more sense. And that's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you can't afford it, go to our website, radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. And scroll down to videos, and then scroll down videos. The first video there will be Brotherhood of Darkness. Watch it. Watch it several times. Get the documentation. And, of course, you can probably pick up a secondhand copy of my book off of the Internet for less than we can sell it to you for. If you want to get it in volume, of course, we'll sell it to you at reduced cost in volume. Help us get the information out so people can understand the true spiritual nature of the battle in which we're engaged today. You need, of course, to hear my talks on the world revolution. And, of course, the book that goes with that is David Rockefeller's memoirs. You want to get my talk, Sydney, on the dark secret and the syllabus that goes with that. My talk on the forbidden secret and the syllabus that goes with that. You need to get, Sydney, the book we have secondhand copies of. It's called With No Apologies, by Barry Goldwater. It takes you in the background of the Trilateral Commission. The people, of course, who control, they control Sidney Roth, George Bush, they control Barack Obama. And the people who surround Barack Obama in the key positions come from the Trilateral Commission. Stand beside her and guide her. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming here from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Fletcher, an old friend, and so good to have him back with us again. Hi, Bob. How are we doing?
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
All so, right.
Tell us what your thoughts are and what's going on politically. And incidentally, if you're out there in the listening audience, don't be bashful. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And talk radio really doesn't work unless there are people talking. You don't want to hear me doing a monologue, but you won't hear that with Bob, because I have a hard time getting a word in edgewise with Bob. But he's certainly one of the most articulate people, one of the best informed people, always a pleasure to have with us. But what's your take on what's going on out there? And incidentally, if you're out in the audience and you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Let's get your take on it, Bob.
Well, you know, I'm of course watching like everybody else is watching all the very early crazy political shenanigans going on, particularly obviously the Republican nomination, and watching all of the juggling that's going on back and forth. And it's, particularly an interest to me. Of course, being once a candidate for the United States Congress myself, and so, rather really familiar with what it takes to run one of these crazy campaigns and all. And I'm watching what I find to be just unbelievably flagrant, distasteful, covert mudslinging that's going on against Ron Paul from the side of the news media. And, of course, this is certainly nothing new at all. And, they love to, once they've decided their side, whatever they want to come down on, they just sort of very intentionally mold the news to go and constantly go the direction that they want to. And I'm watching Ron Paul. It's not that I really stand down from giving much of an opinion on who's what and where. Because I find, for the most part, 90% of all of the political stuff is fraudulent, misdirected, baloney, and as we know, and to believe in anybody at this point in time on the political scene is almost the good guys just get run over if there's anybody out there, and the bad guys are the ones driving the truck. But I was watching with Ron Paul, and no matter how good he does, they're not even, the major news media, they don't even put his picture up. You know, they say, oh, that's Romney at Santorum, it's Newt Gingrich, it's Rick Perry doing this and doing that. And all at the same time, you may have Ron Paul in either a moving forward or gaining or something. And they don't even give him a fair shot at it. It's just outrageous.
But, Bob, you know as well as I do, the media is controlled. There are six major corporations that control 90-95% of the major media. And they control, in essence, what the American people think. And, of course, that is, of course, is AOL Time Warner. That's a Bertelsmann, a German corporation. Viacom, that controls CBS. Disney that controls ABC, certainly GE, it's just sold NBC to Comcast, we've got then Fox. But those corporations, Rupert Murdoch, already control 90-95% of the publications of radio and television in America and largely determine what the American people think. And of course, if you go back and you read the writings of people like Cecil Rhodes, who set out to take over control of the world back in 1891, one of the things they stressed was, first of all, we have to gain control of the banking so we can control the money, and that way we can buy up the media and we can control how people think and believe, and they've done a pretty good job of that. That's the reason you do not get both sides presented to the media, and why they attack Ron Paul, because he's the one person who doesn't want to go along with their goal of one world government. That's what it's all about. That's what the common denominator behind everything. That's why they're sending our jobs overseas. That's why they've sent 8 million American jobs overseas. They know exactly what they're doing. The last thing they want for the American people to know is they set those jobs overseas and they're not coming back. And the living standard we've known is not coming back again. They're only going to progressively lower living standards in America here. As we raise living standards throughout the world, we can't let the American people know that, though.
You're absolutely right. This is things that you and I and God bless the other handful of people that have pursued for so many years of trying to let people know the reality of who does control the destiny and the future of the entire world. You know, and people going back, I started talking about this in 87, approximately that period of time, and running around and doing all that I had been doing, which included having my own radio program on a couple of different times and what have you. Originally, back then, it was very difficult to get anybody to even believe or imagine the skullduggery, the disgusting lies and things, and the major manipulation of the media that I was discovering, and you were also simultaneously on the other coast, so to speak, because I was on the East Coast at that time. And I know you've been chasing it and trying to let everybody know. And it's so hard. Slowly, we have, reached a good handful of people where people are waking up. And Ron Paul is a good example of one guy, like you say, that stepped forward, attempting to get in a position to run for the presidency, who has stepped forward and just said, I'm not going to send truckloads of money overseas anymore.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Bob. We're going to bring all the stations back on board. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Bob Fletcher. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Bob was saying that since he first became aware of what was going on in the 1990s, he of course got on radio programs and tried to convince people that the media was controlled. It's so difficult for people to understand that the reality is controlled. Their educational system is controlled. Many of the religious seminaries are controlled. As a result, the ministers don't really understand what's going on. Our universities, if you are a university professor, you better not tell the truth, and they'll come after you, even if you have tenure. And if they can't get you one way, why, you may very well just have a serious accident, and that'll be the end of you. I'm not talking about something imaginary. I mean, certainly there was Steve Quayle had a list of, I think, over 100 scientists who had written on various issues having to do with some of the things that have happened and some of the scientific weapons and things that are available, and how they've all died mysterious deaths. It's like Sydney. Monica Lewinsky had a list of between 50 and 100 people who challenged Bill Clinton. And Monica Lewinsky had shown that to Linda Tripp, as saying, do you really want to come forward and challenge Bill Clinton? Here's the list of between 50 and 100 people who did, and they're all dead. And if you don't believe in that, there's something you can go up on the internet, and I'm certain you put in your search engine, Linda Tripp list. I think it was 50 people that she talked about that challenged, 50 people who challenged Bill Clinton. This is the way the world really works, and I've had the opportunity to interview professional assassins. CIA assassins were trained to kill people here in the United States. Two of them I interviewed. Another gentleman we tracked down, and he had had the opportunity to track down the man who was paid to kill General George Patton. We carry the book, Target Patton. We have interviews with the man who talked to the man who was responsible for the death of George Patton. How could that be in America and nobody know about it? Why, very simply, when you control the media, you control the reality of the American people, and that's why getting some of these tape sets and copying them is so vitally important. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, and right now, Bob Fletcher's project here is to, I'm literally in the process of finalizing my book that I had put on hold for many, many years, mostly because of my personal medical situation. It was just so difficult for me to really do it. But I've got that sufficiently under control that I've decided that I'm absolutely going to finalize this, and I'm completing the book that I literally have worked on for 20 years. And it involves all the multitude of cases that I ended up being involved directly myself in. For the most part, almost every square inch and single line of my book revolves around the variety of events or what have you that I myself was directly in the middle of over the last 20 years.
You mean like your relationship with Sonny Bono just before
right.
Congressman Sonny Bono had a very, very strange and mysterious death.
Right, Sonny's murder and the information that had brought that I had brought to him that actually I'm afraid probably was what generated the need for them to eliminate Sonny over that Christmas holiday. And what I have in front of me right now this evening, because I had been working on it, I had been given, I know you know Barbara Honegger, and Barbara was had been working with the Reagan-Bush campaign group in 1980, and this was the generation of what is referred to as the October Surprise. Now, coming to every election, almost every single one, at least for the last maybe 20 years anyhow, we've had what's called the October Surprise that would take place in the October just prior to the election of a president or other major elections during some given year. And the October Surprise usually amounts to being something that should pop up all of a sudden. If it's with a seated president, it's something that might take place in October just before the November election date. And it's something that would, for example, in a seated presidency, it would be something that would happen that would make the people, the voting general public, want to vote for the president. Or it may be an event like it was in 1980, where it was to happen something that would be astronomically overwhelming or surprising that would cause people to vote the seated president out, to run him out of office. But the title on those were always given to be called called the October Surprise. And the most scurrilous event that took place almost in all American history, not counting, of course, the assassination of John Kennedy, but in general politics, the most outrageous event took place when a fellow named Bill Casey and Ronald Reagan and Vice President potential candidate George Bush got together and created the concept of the idea when they were running against Jimmy Carter, who was the seated president, 1980, and they put together a scam and a scheme that was done behind the back of everyone. They cut a gigantic financial deal with the Iranians who were holding the hostages that they had taken a whole year ahead of time, and they had held them for almost a year and a half or whatever it was. They were holding embassy hostages in Iran, and Bill Casey, Ronald Reagan, which maybe didn't know too much about it, but Reagan and Bush and Casey put together this deal where they guaranteed multi-millions of dollars to the Iranian government and aircraft, weapons, and cash money if the Iranians would hold the hostages, the American people hostages, hold them until after the election of 1980. And that was to be the October surprise, which was, of course, the undercover deal that took place, and they actually got away with it. And you remember, the people that are old enough to recall that the very time that Ronald Reagan won that contest and Reagan and Bush moved into the White House and the Iranians released the hostages, indicating that they had a new respect for Ronald Reagan and the United States President and the United States of America, and they turned the hostages loose.
Well, because I think the thing was, the surprise was, they did not want Jimmy Carter to get those hostages released in October, just right before the election, because then Jimmy Carter would have looked very bad. Jimmy Carter looked terrible because the Americans had been taken, they'd been held hostage. Jimmy Carter looked like he was an impotent president. He couldn't get our hostages back, and no matter what he did, he couldn't get them back. And I've actually talked to Barbara Honecker, and Sidney, have you ever heard the story of Gunther Rosbacher, who claimed that he had actually flown Sidney, President Bush, or Vice President Bush, or the potential Vice President Bush, to Paris and then brought him back as they negotiated this agreement? Do you believe that's true?
Oh, well, I do, because I have seated right in front of me as we speak 2 inches of documentation that Barbara Honecker's complete original work that she had done prior to putting her book together in the 80s. And Barbara had run into me. She had pretty much, we were working together in terms of making appearances together in the 90s, the 80s and 90s. And Barbara had actually given me her entire work. She, all of it, every single thing that she had in terms of evidence and documentation. And she passed it on to me, and I had in the, I think it was like 89, 8 years after the event, was that finally we had gotten a congressional inquiry into this event, which she was never able to do, and I actually was able to supply all of the documents and get them into the hands of the people that were doing the inquiry. And of course, again, though, it was an experience in futility, because those people that were doing the commission to investigate this, of course, were all already bribed and taken care of, and nothing happened. And what I had in my possession, 75 primary pieces of documentation and evidence that I turned to the commission, and it ended up at the end of their report, investigating it, that they classified everything that Bob Fletcher turned to them as top secret and did not print it into the final report. They actually printed blank pages and said to be maintained secret. And I have all of that on my desk as we speak, and it becomes, of course, part of my book that I'm finishing. Amazingly, it's a small part of it.
Well, you know, I know a fair amount about what happened. because it's interesting, Bob. We've never really talked too much about this together, but I had the opportunity of interviewing William H. Sullivan, who was the American ambassador to Tehran immediately before the second taking of the hostages. I want to hear what you have to say, and then I'll tell you my story.
Sure.
Go right ahead, Bob.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Jimmy Carter wanted to get the hostages back. I mean, they'd already been held for a couple of hundred days.
Yeah.
And, of course, it would have made Jimmy Carter look very good, except that George Bush and Casey and, of course, how much Reagan was involved, we will never know. But certainly George Herbert Walker Bush and Casey was involved, and they basically went to Paris, and they made an offer to give the Iranians a great deal of money if they would simply continue holding the hostages. Now, what can I say as an individual? I mean, who am I to verify any of this? Well, I had the opportunity of getting to know very well a man named Gunther Rustbacher. Gunther Rustbacher was one of those incredible people who made James Bond look sort of like a second-rate guy. I mean, Rustbacher was involved in all sorts of covert and secret operations all over the world for a period of 30 or 40 years. When I had an opportunity to actually interview him and film him, and he was telling me of some of his exploits, and I said to him, yeah, that sounds so much what you're telling me about. A story I remember was on television. It was called The Brotherhood of the Bell. And he, without hesitation, he said, well, that's my story. That's my story. In fact, the book is dedicated to me. Well, of course, I'm very skeptical about everything. So the next day I was down there picking up a copy of it. I think it's the Brotherhood of the Bell, Brotherhood of the Rose. I'm not sure.
It's the Rose.
Brotherhood of the Rose. And basically, it had been made into a docudrama and shown on television about a couple of brothers who had come from Austria, had come over and joined the American intelligence agencies and had all sorts of exploits and worked very closely with the head of the CIA. Well, basically, of course, this was Gunther Rustbacher's story. And basically, when I got the book and I read the foreword to it, it said, oh, we want to thank Peter and George, but a special thanks go to Russ for the information he gave us. And I forgot who wrote the book, but it was very popular at the time. Of course, Russ was Rustbacher. There was no way he would have been able to think up that. Immediately, when I brought up the Brotherhood of the Rose, his remark was, well, that book is dedicated to me. And he's absolutely right. The story he told, and he personally told me, he had flown the Blackbird plane from someplace on the east coast of the United States to Paris, taking George Bush over to negotiate, not for the release of the American hostages, but to keep them there so that, of course, the Republicans would be voted into office, and they then would be able to put Ronald Reagan in the White House. Amazing story when you actually talk to Rustbacher, and I had a chance to spend a fair amount of time tracking him down. He was in and out of prison. I talked to his lawyer at one time. He was incarcerated, I think, in Louisiana. And I said, you know, who is this fellow Rustbacher? He said, I don't know who he is, but I've never run into anything like this in my whole legal career. I've been practicing law for 30 years, trying to get this case before a court, and four or five judges have recused themselves. They won't hear this case. And he said, I've never seen anything like it. And, of course, this was because nobody wanted, of course, to take on Rustbacher because they knew he had powerful forces behind him. But he personally told me that he had flown the plane with George Herbert Walker Bush in it to Paris to make sure those hostages were not released, but that they would not be released. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, and that's true. And, of course, you have Heinrich Rupp was another one of the pilots, spelled R-U-P-V, his name Harry or Heinrich. He was also an agent. And as part of, again, the documentation that I have, literally includes the wing numbers, identification numbers of each one of the craft, their departing dates, as I mentioned earlier, when they were flown, where they were flown, where they started out the flights from and where they ended them up, and who met them at the plane and the people that were involved. There were, in fact, three or four different meetings to put that together. And I even have, amazingly, Central Intelligence, formerly, previously, of course, secret, Central Intelligence document, dated the 3rd of October from 1980, with Jimmy Carter's subject on the front of this sheet is proposed exchange for spare parts for the hostages. And, of course, these were part of Jimmy Carter's dealing when he was trying to get it accomplished before the elections. And that was the 3rd of October, 1980. Central Intelligence Agency, an internal memo talks about the people and the parts, even a list of the parts involved.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be great.
Well, Bobby, go right ahead.
Well, and again, the reason to bring this up again, of course, is just that it's like I said, it's just one of the totally most disgusting, outrageous criminal acts that was gotten away with, not counting or not even to diminish the murders of, like you said, so many people in the Iran-Contra investigations. There's probably, believe it or not, at the tail end of that, there may have been as many as 100 people killed in that inquiry to keep their mouths shut. It was similar to what we witnessed with the John F. Kennedy murders, where, in fact, the same thing over a period of a couple of years, 100 people were killed and had accidents and heart attacks and things of that sort. Those were all just politically oriented criminal acts. And then, of course, we've had the dope operation connected straight into the highest levels of our government. We have situations with Bill Clinton before he was even up in the presidency, when he was a governor, and they had all of the drugs and illegal arms going in and out of Arkansas. His brother being, I have a videotape of Bill Clinton's brother, was taken secretly by the police department, and it shows Bill Clinton's brother snorting a line of cocaine and making the vivid crack in a hotel room while he draws a straw full of cocaine up his nose, saying, "I have to get some of this for my brother. He has a nose like a vacuum cleaner." And this was the president, the soon-to-be president of the United States. These kinds of criminal acts that have been going on, and God bless America and all the people that just refuse to even believe it. And I don't know how close to the reality you can get than having a videotape of the president's brother taking cocaine up his nose. You know, and people still just hate to believe it. And part of it, it's almost a personal thing, because people realize that so many of these guys are so criminally oriented. And then they admit and realize that they say, "Gee, you know, I supported that guy for the presidency, or I supported him for the United States."
Bobby, hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Bob was talking about these strange things that had happened. There were about 100 people in the United States who died under very mysterious circumstances, certainly associated with the Iran-Contra situation. There were about 100 people who died under very mysterious circumstances associated with the death of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. In other words, these were people who knew what had really happened, and they all died mysteriously. There was a book we used to carry called The Missing Witnesses, written by our friend Craig Roberts. And all of these people murdered, suicided, whoever it was. We're not talking about something imaginary. We're talking about what really goes on in America. And, of course, you've never heard my four-CD set, Going Into the Deadly Assassins. You'll hear my interviews with two men who were employed by the CIA and the intelligence agencies, trained as assassins, and who were recruited to carry out assassinations. One of them subsequently disappeared. His name is Chip Tatum. You can look him up on the internet, and he mysteriously disappeared. But then other people have been on my program have disappeared. There was a fellow named Leo Chavez, and he was certainly at the military headquarters, Comcast headquarters, on the morning of September 11th. He talked about the stand-down order that morning. He talked about the military exercise that morning. We have a two-hour interview with him. He disappeared after he'd been on my program, and maybe you know where he is. I've never been able to find him since that time. He came under so much pressure, and whether he died or went into hiding, I have no idea, but Sergeant Leo Chavez disappeared after being on my program. We're not talking about something imaginary. You can actually hear the interview. It's in the four tape set called Why Did the Buildings Come Down? Why Did the Buildings Come Down? I believe that's where it is. Now, don't hold me to it, but go up and look onto our website, radioliberty.com, and just to type in Leo Chavez, and you can get that. I know we have at least one of those interviews with Leo before he mysteriously disappeared. We're talking about what really goes on in America. Not, of course, what you get from the media. The last thing they want you to know is that they really do kill people. And certainly a number of people were associated with the stories about the drugs being used here in America and people associated with Clinton administration, they died under mysterious circumstances as well. Probably close to 100 people affiliated with Bill Clinton died under very mysterious circumstances before he became the President of the United States. And basically there was a gentleman named Pat Patriciano who actually put out a film that contained that film clip. Bob was just telling us about a film clip he has. It was secretly recorded. It shows Bill Clinton's, President Clinton's brother, before Bill Clinton goes in the White House. And Bill Clinton's brother is snorting a line of cocaine. You know, he put a straw down on the cocaine, you sniff it. And he's saying, boy, I got to get some of this for my brother Bill, because he's got a nose like a vacuum cleaner. He's got a nose like a vacuum cleaner. Well, my friend Pat Patriciano actually put that into a film, and he was set up. He was actually set up to be destroyed, and of course they did come after him. They bankrupted him, ended up with the loss of his marriage, and certainly Pat Patriciano was getting regular visits, dozens of visits from the black helicopters at his ranch, and eventually, of course, it simply broke him psychologically and emotionally and financially. They did that. Why? He had the audacity to put out a film that had that clip you're talking about, incidentally. He did put out another film. It was called The Clinton Chronicles. Sold a million copies. It was, I think, instrumental in the Republican sweep of Congress in 1994. But it did not change Pat Matriciana's fate. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, it's and it's just so frustrating. You know, like I say, you can put all of this out and you know, the best documentation and proof that these things take place and have taken place, and you still get this amazing resistance and from the general public. And like I said, what happens, I think, almost it's an interesting study in psychology, because people get thinking, well, you know, I've been supporting this guy or that guy. Gee, I sent him $50 a month for a year to help him on his campaign, and then all of a sudden you're telling me he's involved with drugs or murder or this type of kind of activities going on. You know, it makes almost like a personal thing. It's like they think, you know, I'm not going to ever admit that I believe that, because I'm admitting now that I've been supporting some kind of a scurrilous person for these offices, so people just stand down. They you know, I mean, it's a naive, and I was one of them up until being, you know, dropped right into the middle of this crazy stuff uninvited, you know, and I couldn't believe that my government would support and back these scurrilous activities of these people.
Well, I will tell you that the story, of course, of the Iranian hostages, I know a certain amount about that, because William H. Sullivan, the American ambassador to to Vietnam, and certainly then, of course, the American ambassador to Iran during the part of the Iranian Revolution, personally told me that when he was the in charge of the embassy in Iran, and basically immediately after the revolution, a group of students came. They seized the embassy, and they held it for about 4 days. They told William H. Sullivan that if America ever allowed the Shah of Iran to come to the United States, they would return. They would actually hold the hostages there indefinitely. We were not to allow the Shah of Iran to come to the United States. Well, he was having a hard time finding some place to go, and he had some serious illnesses needed to be treated. William H. Sullivan personally told me he returned to the United States. He told the president, he told, it would be Brzezinski, he told the several other people in key positions that what he had been told, if the United States brings the Shah of Iran to the United States, or lets him come to the United States, the students would go back and, of course, seize the embassy, American embassy in Tehran, and hold the people there hostage. So what did the Americans immediately do? They brought the Shah of Iran to the United States for medical treatment, a humanitarian thing to do, because after all, if somebody's sick, you want to help them, but they brought in a Canadian doctor to treat him. Why not send the Shah to Canada for the Canadian doctor to treat him? No, we had to bring him to the United States, and then bring the Canadian doctor to America to treat the Shah, and of course, he subsequently died. But that gave the justification for the students to go there, because they seized the embassy, which they did. Now, then, of course, Ambassador Sullivan personally told me about the hostage rescue. I don't know how many people remember that, but America sent a couple of helicopters with special forces there to rescue the hostages, to give the impression we were trying to do something. And certainly the ambassador, Sullivan, personally told me, he said, that was my embassy. There was no place for helicopters to land. There was no way that this could have succeeded. I know, because it was my embassy. And then he said, I would hate to think that this was all staged. He said that twice to me. I'd hate to think it was all staged, but there was no way it could possibly have worked. He said, I personally knew the man who was in charge of it. He was an honorable man, but I just don't know what they were thinking about. And then, of course, what we're told is, of course, the army really doesn't understand that there's sand in the desert, so they sent up these two helicopters. And they're out there flying across the desert, and they land, and they get sand in the engines. And one of the planes gets sand in the engines of the helicopter. When it takes off, it crashes. Oh, shucks, we had no idea there was all that sand out there, and they could get in the engine. And so that's had to cut off. They had to call off
the rescue. Crashed, too. That
right. Well, there was, it crashed, was crashed because the engine got sanded or something
right,
like that.
Right. Well, and now there's another whole story to that.
Then I'd like to hear your slant, because Sullivan told me, I would hate to think that was totally staged. I would hate to think that was totally staged. Go ahead. What do you know about it that I don't?
Quote, unquote, the rest of the story on that behind the scene was that, again, now this is during a period of time we're just talking about, where the Ronald Reagan, Bill Casey group, et cetera, and George Bush primarily, the CIA group trying to steal the election, all right, leading up to in October. The rest of the story was that in fact the four or five helicopters that were bringing in the rescue SEAL team. Just like similar to what they did when they went after bin Laden. But what they did was, or the story was, that they were sabotaged internally by some of the same people trying to get Jimmy Carter out of there. And, of course, with the failed mission, that was an extra black eye on Jimmy Carter. And the word was that somebody intentionally removed the air filter system. able to handle the sand, and they removed the filter system that would cause them to suck the sand in and wreck the plane. They also failed, again, as a sabotage action, the grease that normally is put on the flippers, on the rotors themselves. The grease was not removed, and again, as a sabotage act, so that when they settled down on the sand, not only did they suck sand into the engines because of the lack of filters, but they also built up the sand caught on this heavy grease that had not been removed on two or three of the choppers, and caused them to load up and simply fall over, actually, in the sand and crash into each other. And there were several, many American soldiers were killed in the desert with the crashing of these helicopters.
Well, that, of course, goes right along with what Sullivan told me. He was said, I would hate to think this whole thing was designed to fail.
Well, and I think, unfortunately, my belief after seeing the documents that I had way back in 1989 on this, or 87 sometime in there, that it apparently was literally internally sabotaged by a couple of guys, and they killed our own soldiers by sabotaging these choppers and causing them to just fall over and crash in the sand.
And, of course, the other interesting aspect of the story was, of course, George Hansen, Congressman George Hansen, who was an honest man, maybe a congressman from Idaho, went over there on his own, talked to the people who were holding the hostages, and said, we'll be glad to reduce the hostages. We just want to get back the money, the Iranian money that the American government has seized, has sequestered, belongs to our people. Give us the money back. We'll release the hostages. George Hansen came back to the United States, said to the State Department, we get the hostages. And they said, keep quiet. You are not allowed to negotiate. We'll handle this thing. And then they went after Congressman Hansen, and they eventually ended up sending him to prison on trumped-up charges. Why? Because the last thing they wanted was to get those hostages released. But the interesting part of the story, I think, was the conclusion of it. And, of course, on the very morning when Ronald Reagan was to become the President of the United States, he was going to be inaugurated. There was the massive crowd accumulated out in front of the Capitol building. There was a stage there because the president is going to be sworn in. But the sky was cloudy, and I don't know, maybe you could correct me, but the sky was cloudy. It was drizzling. Why, people had umbrellas, and suddenly, just before Ronald Reagan is to be inaugurated, somebody comes forward, announces the hostages have been released, the clouds part, the blue sky appears, the sun comes out, people take down their umbrellas, and new day has come. The sun is sunny now, the dreariness is gone, and the hostages have been released. What
that's
wonderful
exactly
timing.
Is that
the story you heard?
That's exactly right. Yeah, no, they literally loaded the hostages up on the airplane, and they were flying them out of Iran almost to the minute with Ronald Reagan with his hand to the air and his left hand on the Bible, or his right hand on the Bible, whichever, left hand on the Bible, his right hand up, raised, taking the oath, and the appearance, of course, was that the Iranians had a new respect and a new fear of the brand-new president, Ronald Reagan and George Bush, and the two of them in. And while they were being sworn in, they loaded the hostages up and flew them out. And that, you're right, they made the announcement probably within 5 minutes, one way or another, of the swearing in.
And I think, ladies and gentlemen, Bob and I have never talked about this before.
Right.
It's interesting. Two people that research this sort of thing, having so much information that overlaps. You're not going to hear this thing through regular channels. You're supposed to believe what the government tells you. But this whole thing was staged. They kept those prisoners there intentionally and purposely. They precipitated the hostage crisis. They did everything they could to stop them from being released. And the average American has no idea of the story that you've just heard. Go right ahead, Bob.
In sometime, and I'm going to guess it was 92, I had a radio program myself in that period of time, and talk show, and I interviewed who was the former president of Iran, Bani Sadr was his name. And I have the transcript. Actually, I have the recording of it someplace. But in that interview, we were talking about the October surprise, and he said, right, the little quote out of his mouth was, when I said, the bottom line was, who was the primary person, and did this event take place with the behind-the-back deal? And he said, George Bush cut the deal. And I have that literally on an audio tape from the president, was former president, Bani Sadr from Iran, and he said, George Bush was the one that cut the deal.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is the sort of thing you're never going to hear through ordinary circumstances, through ordinary sources. Bob Fletcher, I believe, is an honest man who has the information, because what I have is primarily my recollections of people I've personally talked to. But I personally interviewed Gunther Rosbacher, the man who flew the plane to make sure the hostages didn't come home until after Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Well, Bob, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, and I guess, again, it's the conversation.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States
quality is usually scoffed at. illusion is usually king, and most people don't understand this whole Iran hostage crisis was engineered, it was created intentionally, it was simply perpetuated so that it could be utilized to be sure that the Reagan administration would be elected in 1980. They knew exactly what they were doing, just exactly as they know what they're doing today, as they're manipulating America into a war with Iran. They tell us it's going to be a very short war. It's going to be a surgical war. Oh, the attack is going to be a surgical attack. Well, I can also remember reading about what they said about the Boer War. It was known as Milner's Tea Time War. Our boys will be home before Christmas. They just didn't say what Christmas. And 100,000 British casualties later, the war came to an end. When the Korean War started, the slogan was, our boys will be home by Christmas. Ladies and gentlemen, that was 1949. We still are at war with North Korea. We've never signed a peace agreement. Our boys will be home by Christmas, but of course our boys are still there in South Korea, because we're still at war with North Korea. And basically, of course, they're telling us it's going to be a very easy war as far as with Iran. But war is never easy. And once a war begins, you never know how it's going to end. Everybody in Europe thought World War One was going to be short and to the point, and suddenly people would realize the fallacy, the war would be over in a few weeks. And four bloody years later, 21 million deaths, probably 40 million casualties, while the war did come to an end. And, of course, the Russian Empire, the Austro-Hungarian Empire, the German Empire, the Ottoman Empire, all were destroyed. And America was on its path to the one world government. You need to get my talk on Iraq, the Untold Story. Iraq, the Untold Story. And the syllabus that goes with that. You need to get my talk on the dark secret, on the forbidden secret, and the syllabuses go with that. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage, radioliberty.com, where you can certainly listen to our programs 24 hours a day by one means or another. Why, you can actually read our newsletter, watch our DVDs. There's another section, DVDs on the all across the net. We have actually the script we'd like you to get. You'll find it down just below the donate button. We want you to get that script, the Radio Liberty script. Pull it down, start calling people. Your job is to start calling people and trying to get one person a week listening to our program, one new person a week. If we get listening, and we had a couple of hundred people doing that, and we could multiply that week after week after week after week, within a couple of months, we'd have millions of new listeners. So again, that's radioliberty.com. Look for the Radio Liberty script, read it, and then start putting your time in. And then if you're in a position to help us financially, we'd love to hear from you. But we want you, of course, to get other people listening to our programs, beginning to do the research, understanding behind everything are powerful spiritual forces that would destroy what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. We ask you, of course, to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders, our ministers, but pray for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and Sidney John Leffler, and pray for Congressman Ron Paul, because he and his family are in jeopardy. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It's January 4th, 2011. It is Wednesday. We're so glad to have you joining us. Beginning this new year, a new chapter, new book, new snow, however you want to look at it, new caucus. And the winner is, allegedly, Romney. That's right. By almost as